Good morning and happy Sabbath. I'm going to try to do the scripture today, so bear with me, please. The scripture reading is Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
Good morning again. Let's start with another word of prayer. Father, I thank you for your love. I ask that you calm my nerves now as I've prepared a word. I ask that you let only your words leave my lips this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. A sick man and his wife went to the doctor's office. And this guy was pretty sick. And the doctor examined him and then stepped out and told the wife what was going on. And said, this guy's in bad shape. In fact, he's going to die if things don't change. But there's a cure. We can cure him, no big deal. She's like, great. What's the cure? Well, take him home, and he needs to be on constant bed rest. And you have to do everything for him. Everything. Bring him food in bed. If he's got to get up or go somewhere, you take him. You know, he needs massages in the morning and foot rubs at night. You just have to do everything for him. She goes, okay. Doctor goes, you have any questions? No. He goes, well, do you want to tell him or should I? She goes, I'll tell him. So she's not looking real good at this point. She goes back in. The doctor or the man goes, so what's going on? It's something. I mean, it's bad, isn't it? She goes, yes. You're gonna die. So the doctor gave the woman the requirements for the man to live. But she wasn't willing to follow them. God has given us requirements for life. Are we willing to follow them? And what are they? Let's explore that this morning. When you think of God's requirements, the first thing that comes to mind is what? The commandments. So the commandments, what are they? Have no other gods before me, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not going to read them here. Have no other gods before me, don't make any graven images, don't take the name of the Lord in vain, remember the Sabbath day, honor your father and mother, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie, don't covet. Pretty simple, right? It's laid out right there. There's the 10 things for us to live. But is that all God requires of us? Just do the 10 things in the box on the stones, do the 10 things and that's it? Let's look at Deuteronomy for a minute. Chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? Well, there it is. What does God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. So not just the Ten Commandments, but there's other things here, this list, and we're going to look at them and study them more from the book of Micah, which Carol read for us this morning. Micah chapter 6. Micah 6. Now what's happening here is they've been slaughtering animals. And we're going to start reading in verse 6 and end with our what was read as our passage this morning. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of the body of my body for the sin of my soul? And then it continues. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? Let's look at these three steps here this morning. Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Let's start where the Bible started, with justly. Now, what does it mean to be just? Let me give you a definition of justice here, according to dictionary.com. Quality of being just, righteousness, equitableness or moral rightness, rightfulness of lawlessness as a claim or title, justice of ground or reason, the moral principle to determining just conduct, conformity to this principle as manifested in conduct, just conduct, dealing, or treatment. And there are several other definitions, but all of them have to do with the court system. So we're not going to use them. We don't need them here. So justice is doing what is right, being just, living right. Let's look at another Old Testament book real quick. The book of Hosea, chapter 14. Back a couple pages from where you were. Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. Hosea 14, 9, and I don't have page numbers for you. But it reads, "Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them. But transgressors stumble in them." The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them. So what is it? How do we live righteous? What's it look like to live justly and righteous? Well, if we look back at some biblical examples, the person that comes to mind first is Joseph. Joseph was in many situations where he lived justly. First of all, he was thrown into a pit. And yeah, he may have fussed about it a little bit, but he followed. He did what he had to do to survive there. He then ended up in Potiphar's house. served it to the best of his ability, justly. Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of him, tried to seduce him, and he justly walked away, ran away, left his coat. He took off. Justly. He justly served in prison for that crime he did not commit, and brought the prison to the top of what it could be. And then he justly served when he was then elevated to second in command in Egypt. Christ is the next one that comes to mind. Christ was just many times, lots of times, but one that comes to mind is when he turns the tables over. He justly flipped the tables because he was righteous. He could. Stephen justly stood for God in the face of death. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6 and 7. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6 and 7. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. Doing justly is doing right all the time. Now, is that easy to do? No, that's not easy to do. But God requires of us to do justly. Another verse in Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 7. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. What does God require of you? To do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. What is loving mercy? It could also be said loving kindness, or to love kindness. Loving mercy is delighting in things that are good, things that are kind. For instance, when that coworker may get a promotion above you when you've been there longer and are doing better, yet you rejoice with them, your loving kindness. Or that kid that's been on your nerves all day crawls in your lap, read me a story. You're ready to throw him across the room, not sit there. It's loving kindness. Or that patient in the ER that is screaming profanities and smells terrible. You care for them the best of your ability. Loving kindness. Christ showed mercy when he healed the man born blind, the 10 lepers, when he raised Lazarus, he's showing mercy. But yet, there's a greater example. Christ gave his life for us to show us mercy. If he gave us that, we can give a little bit here and there. What does God require of you? To do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Now, walking humbly with God, that sounds easy, doesn't it? I mean, walk humbly with your God. It's not as easy as it sounds. As I was studying, I used some Hebrew to look up the word humbly. The Hebrew word for humbly means cautiously or carefully or in fear of. Puts a different spin on it, doesn't it? Walk in fear of God. What does that mean? How do we walk in fear of God? As I thought about this, I came upon the Asian culture. When somebody gets old in the Asian culture, what happens? They don't put them in the nursing home, away from the family. They stay in a family unit. They care for them there at home. In fact, the grandchildren do much of the care and do everything they can not to disrespect their grandparents or taint their name. They live in fear of their grandparents to honor and respect them. So, that's what it means for us to walk in fear of or walk humbly with your God. Let's look at another verse here. 1 John chapter 3. Book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. I like saying it like this. He who practices rightness is righteous. It rings better, doesn't it? Applies to us easier. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. To walk humbly with your God is to walk always letting Him lead. Do we do that? Do we always let Christ lead? It's very easy to go, no, I'm driving today. I want to be in charge today. But to walk in fear of, humbly with God, you always do what Christ would have us do. 2 John verse 6. Let's not mess that up. 2 John verse 6. This is love, that you walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning. You should walk in it. What does God require of you? To do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. You know, as we strive to do these things, we could start by trying to do justice, but it would fall apart if we're trying it by ourselves. We could try to love mercy, but again, that's going to fall apart on our own. If we walk with God, doing what He would lead us to do, justice and mercy are going to fall right in. Walk humbly with your God. We started with the Ten Commandments. Walking with God is a reiteration of the first four, because they all pertain to our relationship with Christ. Doing justice, loving mercy, is a simplification of the last six, because they pertain to you and I together. Do justice, love mercy, but walk humbly with your God. That is my prayer for each of you and me today. That is God's requirements for you. Are you willing to do them? Let's bow our heads. Father, as we've heard today, your requirements from your book: do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Guide us as we strive to walk with you. Go with us now as we step out into the world to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.